This classic episode of the Children's Bible Hour is from 1988.
Hi, everybody. It's time for another visit with all your friends from the Children's Bible Hour. Uncle Charlie.
Hi, Uncle Charlie.
Well, hi there, my friend, and welcome. Whatever your age, whatever you might be doing just now, I hope you can sort of bend your ear in our direction and listen to all the good things we have in store for today's program. Of course, we'll have lots of good music, and hey, we're going to take time for Kids Talk today. I know you enjoy this feature that we have about every 5 or 6 weeks, so Kids Talk is on the docket for today. Then, of course, we'll wind things up with an interesting story called My Special Gift. Oh, I can just hear some of you saying, "You don't know me, Uncle Charlie. I don't have any special gifts." Well, just wait until you hear the story and see if you can still say that. I know some of you listening love to sing. Many of you write to tell me that you sing along with the kids while they are singing. Others of you are saying, "Me? I can't carry a tune in a bushel basket." Well, what does the Bible say? It says we should make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Actually, if we just take a moment to stop and listen sometime, we'll hear sounds all around us. Have you ever thought about the fact that God has given a different noise or sound to all the different animals he has created? Some sing high like the birds, some sing low like the bullfrogs. Well, that's what the cousin's first cute song is all about. I first heard this song sung by a junior church choir out in Arizona. I think you'll like it. It's called "All God's Critters Got a Place in the Choir." Listen. Yep, God has given each of us a voice of one kind or another. God has given each of us certain talents and abilities. Now it's up to us to use what we've been given for God's glory. You have a talent. Use it. Use it for the Lord.
You have a talent.
For the Lord.
This radio program, Children's Bible Hour, has been on the air since 1942. We have three purposes: to tell boys and girls of Jesus and His love, to teach them from the Word of God, and to train young people, such as those you hear on the programs. We will never lose our desire to see boys and girls come to know Jesus Christ as Savior. Just recently, I received a letter from a 6-year-old named Becky. And her mom, of course, helped her write. But she told me that after listening to one of our programs, she had accepted the Lord Jesus as her Savior. You know, that's the age I was when I trusted Christ, just 6 years old. Carl is with us today, and he has a song that talks about the fact that even little children can learn to put their trust in Jesus. Listen.
Said a precious little child to his father one bright day, "May I come and trust in Jesus? Let him wash my sins away." "Oh, my son, you are too little. Wait until you older grow. Bigger folks, it's true, to need him. Little ones are safe, you know." Said the father to his child as the storm was coming on, "Are the sheep all safely gathered, safe within the fold, my son? All the big ones are my father, but the lambs I let them go, for I did not think it mattered. Little ones are safe, you know. Oh, my brother, oh, my sister, have you too made this mistake? Little hearts that now are yielding may be hard and then too late. When the evil days come near them, let the children come to me and forbid them not," said Jesus, "for of such my fold shall be." And Jesus said, "Let the little children come unto me, and forbid them not, for of such is the kingdom of God." Mark 10, verse 14.
Yes, through the years, Children's Bible Hour has told the gospel story. Melissa, tell us more about that gospel story in your song, okay?
Have you given unto Jesus? Have you been set free from the binding chains that weighed us sin? Has the Savior in His loving kindness ransomed you? Are you telling other souls of Him? Tell the story, tell the gospel story, tell the gladsome news where you go. Tell the story, tell the gospel story, tell the good news everywhere you go. Are you striving every day to spread the gladsome news, telling of the one who loved you so? How He left His home above and how He died for you? Do you tell it everywhere you go?
Well, you know what, Melissa? That's what CBH has been doing ever since 1942, telling the gospel story. And one way we do that is through our devotional book, Keys for Kids. Here are a couple good letters that have come from those using Keys for Kids. We read Keys for Kids every morning for devotions around our breakfast table. My 10-year-old son usually reads the story, and my 9-year-old daughter reads the verses. Some of the stories make us cry, some make us laugh, and some make us think. Praise the Lord for this publication. And this one from 9-year-old Stacy. "Dear Keys for Kids Company, I was wanting to thank you for your generous thoughts and efforts. Your stories are interesting and enjoyable. They have taught kids to obey God and follow Him. I appreciate your kindness. I like to read the stories and passages. Thank you so much for Keys for Kids. And now a question I've asked you often on these CBH Classic programs. Do you use Keys for Kids? If not, why not? It's great. And that's not me saying it. We hear that from kids and their families every day, just like the letters we shared. So get on board. You can write and ask for Keys for Kids and send that request to CBH Ministries, P.O. Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan, 49501. That's CBH Ministries, P.O. Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan. The zip is 49501. And now it's time for Kids Talk. And today we are in Kids Talk Corner again. We've got an interesting topic that we want to share. And around the microphone we have Mike and Matt, Karina and Jennifer. They're all in the fifth grade. And how's school going these days?
Pretty good. Good.
Is it? You like school?
No.
Sort of.
Well, okay, we got two no's from the boys and sort of's from the girls. I guess that's kind of par for the course. We're going to share a letter and then talk about a very interesting topic that I'm sure fellows and gals would like us to talk about. Dear Uncle Charlie, how are you today? It's raining here where I live. We've had lots of rain. May I please have the Keys for Kids? Will you please do a kids talk on tattling, please? Now, first of all, Jennifer, when you hear the word tattling, what do you think of? What does that make you think of? What is tattling?
Well, like, something you don't want your little brother or sister to do, and then you just run to your mom or dad and say, he's just doing this and I don't like it.
Okay, Mike, what do you think of when you hear the word tattling?
I usually tattle on my little brother because I'm mad at him. I want to get a rise out of him.
Oh, okay. Matt, what do you think of when you think of the word tattling?
Tell my brother before he tells on me.
Yeah. Okay, that's good. Tell on your brother before he tells. Let's see. What is that? That's do unto others before they do it unto you. Huh? That's a little twist on the golden rule. Let me ask you a question. When is it okay to tattle? Is it ever okay to tattle? And if so, when? Jennifer?
Well, like if your little brother or sister is doing something wrong, like playing with matches or something, then it's okay to tattle.
Okay, Karina, anything to add on that?
Yes, it's okay to tattle if they're doing something wrong, because your mom and dad probably don't want them to do it anymore.
Okay. Mike, what do you think? Are there times when it's all right to tattle?
Yeah, I think so, because like my little brother, he always gets mad at his friends and stuff, so they go by the sandbox. And my brother acts like he's their friend. And then he goes, "Watch this!" And he puts his bucket full of sand, and then he puts it on the bottom of a board. And then he nails the other side of the board, and the bucket goes flying in the air, and sand dumps all over their hair.
And so, in other words, he's doing some things to pick on the other kids. And now, in a case like that, would you go and tell your mom and dad about it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What does your brother think about when you tell on him?
He gets mad. He tries to find something I do wrong.
Mm-hmm. To pay you back. Jennifer?
Well, like, if your little sister or brother does something your mom and dad has already told them not to do, then...
Okay. All right. I think that's a good rule of thumb. In other words, are there times when you shouldn't tell, Karina?
Yes, like when you just want to get revenge on your little brother or something because he's not being real nice to you. Mm-hmm. Then it's not okay to tattle just to get him in trouble.
Right. In other words, if it's not something that's so very important, they're not really doing something wrong, just to tattle on him, that is really not a wise thing to do, is it? It just kind of makes for enemies within your own family, right? Let me ask one more question on this subject of tattling. Before you tattle on somebody or tell on somebody, should you talk to that person first? What do you think? Matthew?
Yeah, I think you should, because if you don't, then they might not stop, and then they'll get in trouble.
Okay, Karina?
Yeah, because, like, you could tell him, well, if you don't stop doing this and if you do it again, then I'm going to tell on you.
All right, in other words, you give him a second chance. And I think that's important that we warn them, especially if it's not something that is just a dire emergency. Now, like you said, Jennifer, if they're playing with matches and going to burn the house down, you better take care of it right away. Matthew, Mike, Karina, Jennifer, thanks for your thoughts on the subject of tattling here on Kids Talk. Well, we're back from our Kids Talk feature, and after that good discussion, we need a happy song. After we've been talking about tattling, and happy song, and that's exactly what Dan and Pam, our delightful duetters, have ready. Happy am I.
Happy am I. Jesus is mine forever, never to leave. Always in each and ever. What a great day. Life's not worth the living one of these days. I'll be enjoying heaven now that I know. Upward I'll go. Happy am I. Happy am I. How can I help but shout it every day? Telling the world about it. Jesus is real. Only believe.
Now it will soon be story time, and our interesting story today called My Special Gift. Whatever we have, we should give it to the Lord, for He is the one who has given us our gifts in the first place. That's what Becky's song is all about. I'll give my all.
Once Jesus fed a great multitude, 5,000 two fishes were all He had. But 'twas enough with 12 baskets left. The food had been brought by a lad. I want to do as that boy did, giving my all to Jesus. He'll not refuse it, He'll bless and use it. I'll give my proclaim His love, my feet to run errands of mercy sweet, living each moment to count for Him, my life is an offering complete. I want to do as that boy did, giving my all to Jesus. He'll not refuse it, He'll bless and use it.
Don't go away, kids. It's story time.
Our story today, written especially for the Children's Bible Hour by Becky Wirtz, is entitled My Special Gift.
Class, may I have your attention, please? Thank you. I'm going to hand out your report cards before you leave for home today. As soon as you have your card, you may be dismissed. Brian Jones, Cindy Parker.
Hey, you guys, this is great. I got 3 A's. Whoopee! My dad is giving me $1 for every A I get. Brian, what'd you get?
I got all A's too. Just take a look at this, Andy. Wow, I'm gonna get $5 from my dad.
How about you, Todd?
My folks never pay us kids for getting good grades.
Well, what'd you get?
B's and C's again. I work just as hard as you guys. Why can't I get A's too?
Because you're stupid. Just kidding, Todd. You coming, Brian? I gotta get home.
Yeah, see ya, Todd.
Hi, Todd. How was school?
Okay, I guess.
You certainly don't sound overjoyed. Would you like a glass of milk while you tell me about your day?
Well, we got our report cards today, Mom.
Oh, is that the reason for the long face? What did you get?
Here, you could look at it.
Three B's and two C's. Why, that's good, Todd. I'm really pleased. You've improved. Your hard work has paid off.
But that's just it, Mom. I try really hard, but I still don't get A's like Andy and Brian do. I'm tired of being average.
Honey, you're not average. You're a very special boy. You have so many good qualities. Well, you're kind to people, and you're funny, and you're good at sports, and you've got a real talent for playing the piano.
Yeah, but Brian and Andy get money when they get A's.
Well, perhaps there are special reasons why their parents feel they should be rewarded for their grades. But you know that in our family, we don't give money for grades. And keep in mind the fact that God isn't interested in letter grades either. But he is concerned with how you do your work. God likes a joyful worker who's doing his best. And Todd, I'm sure God is pleased with you. You get your schoolwork done as best you can, and you're really cheerful while you're doing it.
Well, hey there, you two. What's up?
Hi, Dad.
Todd got his report card today. He's improved. Three B's and two C's. Isn't that great, hon?
Well, Todd, that's super. So why the sad face?
Brian and Andy always get A's. I feel so stupid compared to them.
Todd, you're not stupid. These are good grades. Oh, maybe they aren't A's. But if you did your best, and I believe you did, you shouldn't feel badly about it. I'm proud of you for doing so well.
That's just what I told him.
You know, the Bible tells us in 1 Corinthians that God gives his children different gifts or talents. We can read 1 Corinthians 12 and also Romans 12, and we'll see how God has given each of us different gifts. Now, maybe God gave Brian and Andy the ability for being able to spell and do math, but he has given you some abilities too.
It's not math or science. That's for sure.
Well, maybe not, but what are you talented in?
Wow, I play the piano pretty well.
Pretty well? Todd, you're a great pianist. Your teacher says you're one of her best students and that you have a lot of potential. I think that's a definite talent and gift.
I guess so. Well, anyway, I sure feel better.
Hey, Todd, look at our new baseball hats. Brian and I got them with our report card money. Aren't they great, Todd?
Wow, those are the new ones they just got in down at Moyer Sports Store, aren't they?
Todd, could you come to my desk for a minute? Todd, I cut my hand last night, so I won't be able to play the piano solo for our all-school music festival today. I know you do well on the piano. Do you think you could fill in for me? Would you have something that you practiced recently?
Yes, I guess so. But are you sure you want me to play?
Oh, yes, Todd. I heard you play at your recital. You're very good, you know.
Okay, Miss Simpson. I'll play a song for the festival.
Hope you have all enjoyed our music festival today. I want to especially thank Todd for the fine job he did playing for us, even though he had very short notice. That's all. You're dismissed.
Wow, Todd, that was great. How come you didn't tell us you were going to play the piano for today's program?
I didn't know. Miss Simpson just asked me today.
You mean you didn't even practice those songs?
Well, I had practiced them before, of course.
Yeah, but not for today. Boy, you're good.
Thanks.
Hi, everybody. I'm home.
So we see. Did you have a good day?
Oh, I had a great day.
Hey, Dad, guess what?
What?
Miss Simpson asked me to play the piano for the all-school music festival today.
Oh?
She cut her hand, so she needed a replacement. I played in front of everybody without even having a chance to practice ahead of time.
Mm.
And you know what? Brian and Andy said I was a really good piano player.
Well, son, that's fantastic.
I still get kind of bummed out when I don't get good grades like they do. But I know that God has made everyone different. I know I'm special to Him. And I can see that my piano playing is one of the gifts He's given me. I'm thankful for that.
Well, the fact that you remember to thank God and praise Him for your piano talents, well, I'm sure that pleases Him.
And it pleases us too, son. And we thank Him for you.
You have a talent, use it for the Lord. You have a talent, use it for the Lord. If you do not use it, you will surely lose it. You have a talent, use it for the Lord. Little is much when God is in it. Labor not for wealth or fame. There's a crown if you can win it, if you'll serve in Jesus' name. God has given to His children.
You have a talent. Use it for the Lord. Oh, perhaps, as I said earlier, maybe you're saying, Uncle Charlie, you don't know me. I don't have any talents. I don't have any gifts. Well, you know, in the Bible list of gifts, one of the things that's listed there is being a helper. And certainly you can do that. Can't you, boys and girls? To your brothers and sisters, to your mom and dad, and to others around you. Be a helper. Don't forget to write for Keys for Kids if you haven't already done so. Here's where to write: Uncle Charlie, Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan. That's Uncle Charlie or Children's Bible Hour, Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan. Our zip is 49501. I'll be looking for your letter this week. Children's Bible Hour is a listener-supported ministry. Goodbye now. Thanks so much for listening.